Do not adjust your sound. This transmission has been interrupted. You are now listening to The Ghost Lab.
Good evening. I'm your host, Beth Brown. Thanks for joining me today in the Ghost Lab.
Shall I shut down the coils during the broadcast?
Oh, of course. That'd be a really big help. When you're done, how about coming over here and introducing yourself?
I would be glad to. My name is Nick. I am named for Nikola Tesla, the father of modern robotics. I am a fully mobilized robotic laboratory assistant. Welcome, listeners.
Tonight is the second installment of our Research Renegades series here in the Ghost Lab. Research Renegades are those scientists who risked everything, finances, friends, and reputation, to create and study new ideas concerning the survival of the personality beyond death. Last week, we talked about Klaus Schreiber and how his studies of EVP eventually led to breakthroughs in video transcommunication. His research provided the first moving pictures from the spirit world during the 4 short years dedicated to its study. A recent revival of Schreiber's methods of communication using a television and video camera has given new hope to those seeking answers about paranormal phenomena around the world. This week, our spotlight falls on another pioneer in the field of instrumental transcommunication, or ITC, named Marcello Bacci. Bacci's studies became widely known in the early 1980s, but his research began nearly 30 years earlier after he witnessed a sitting with a medium in 1949. Some years after the sitting, he experimented with microphone recordings and EVP, like Rodive and Jurgensen. His studies evolved and changed as technology progressed, but his crowning achievement is the clear conversational communication he's able to capture with an antique shortwave radio. To this date, Bacci is known primarily for his work assisting families whose children have crossed over by using this device as his aid. What makes Marcello Bacci's studies stand apart from those of his peers are the well-documented experiments witnessed and scrutinized by teams of scientists, lawyers, radio technicians, skeptics, and others. None of these witnesses have ever found any trickery involved in the communications, and none have been able to show a natural cause for the phenomenon.
My favorite part of Bacci's research is the simplicity of his experiments. He made no attempts to alter his shortwave radio in any way. Instead, he conducted tests using the equipment as it was intended to function.
That's right. Each of his tests lasted between 40 and 60 minutes. He first tuned his shortwave to a frequency without broadcasts, specifically those between 7 and 9 megahertz, to find what he called good white noise. Usually between 10 and 20 minutes of tuning in the white noise, the radio output changed to what witnesses call the sound of a wind vortex, or waves breaking on a shore. Soon after this, voices could be heard. What most paranormal investigators today are accustomed to hearing as EVP are faint, whispery voices whose messages are often hard to interpret. Bacci's shortwave tests provided the opposite. Messages so loud and clear that they might be mistaken for traditional broadcasts, if it weren't for the fact that they were specifically addressing those present for the experiment. One of Bacci's tests was conducted for a group of fellow researchers, a lawyer, and a radio specialist in 2002. During the experiment, the voices speaking through the radio named each individual in the room, even using last names to distinguish between two Davids in attendance. The voices also communicated in Italian, English, Spanish, and German, the native languages of those to whom their statements were directed. Near the end of the experiment, the radio specialist opened the cabinet of the shortwave and removed all of its 5 vacuum tubes to eliminate the possibility of a nearby transceiver being used to fool the witnesses. The voices continued to pour from the radio speaker even after its tubes were removed. Removing these tubes should have rendered the radio useless. As if that weren't weird enough, after the voices stopped coming through regularly, a sound similar to a Gregorian chant or choir of mantras replaced them. Bacci claimed that nearly every transmission from the other side ended this way. Want to hear that choir? If you have pets in the room with you, be sure to observe them carefully and note any strange behavior. Okay, here's the actual audio from the conclusion of one of Bacci's experiments.
A link to a detailed transcript of this experiment can be found on our website at www.ghostlaboratory.com.
Do you know what interests me most about Marcello Bacci and his work?
What is that?
After seeing his experiment conducted in person, his fellow scientists had no doubt of its authenticity. What they questioned then was if anyone could replicate his tests, or if it had to be someone with mediumistic ability. Bacci never claimed to be a medium and argued that anyone could achieve the same results he had.
Was a conclusion ever reached?
No. Serious analyses of his studies appear to have just disappeared. I bet you can guess what we're going to do tonight, right?
Conduct Marcello Bacci's shortwave communications experiment.
Exactly. And it's time for the investigator's workbench.
For this test, you will need a shortwave radio, preferably an older model with tubes to replicate Bacci's test as closely as possible. You will also need two audio recorders or an audio recorder and a video camera to document your work.
Okay, sounds easy enough. Tracking down an old shortwave radio may be tough if you don't know where to look. I had great luck finding local ham radio groups with sale and swap bulletin boards online. If you'd rather not purchase a new piece of equipment for this test, try and find a local school or university with a receiver on campus that they're willing to let you use for a few hours. You might be surprised at how cooperative they are if you mention that you're conducting a white noise experiment. It never hurts to ask. Now it's time for our field test. I bet by now you're getting pretty comfortable with the steps of the scientific method, right? Good. Then you know that the first step is to ask a question. The question for this experiment is, can someone without psychic or mediumistic ability capture voice communication through a shortwave radio like Marcello Bacci claims? To put this question to the test, however, you must be someone with no known paranormal ability. The second step in the scientific method is to conduct background research. I suggest taking a look at the links Nick and I have provided at www.ghostlaboratory.com to learn more about Bacci's work and his findings. Next, we need to form a hypothesis, a reasonable guess of the outcome of the experiment. In this case, our hypothesis is that Bacci is correct in his claim that anyone can achieve the same results of his test that he has. Okay, are you ready for the fun? It's time to put this experiment into action. We're going to follow Bacci's lead as closely as possible for this experiment. First, we need to start our audio recorders or video camera and make note of the date and time. Next, switch on the shortwave radio and tune it to a frequency between 7 and 9 megahertz, taking care that there are no sporadic broadcasts on that wavelength. Once you're certain you've found an empty channel and can hear steady white noise, watch the clock or set a timer for 20 minutes. Remember, the change in sound could take anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes, so don't give up if you don't hear anything when your timer goes off. Keep listening and keep recording. If you are persistent and hear the wind vortex or wave sounds that Bacci describes, introduce yourself and announce that you would like to ask a few questions of a communicator. Carry your experiment through to the 1 hour mark. Express your thanks to anyone who spoke through the radio and conclude your test. Did you hear any voices come through? If not, let's consider for a moment that you are the variable in this experiment. Conduct the test again just as before, only this time, when your 20-minute timer goes off, place your hands on the radio and leave them there until 1 hour has passed. Now, let's analyze our results. Did you notice any change with the second version of the experiment? What did you discover? Can you think of any other variable you could introduce to this test? Perhaps something as simple as a UV light like Klaus Schreiber used. Maybe you could try removing the antenna or connecting it to the Earth instead. Really get creative with the possibilities. You never know what tiny change can make a huge difference. Nick and I will be conducting our own tests between now and our next episode, and we'd love to know how yours turn out too. Send us an email through our website at www.ghostlaboratory.com.
I am detecting an incoming communication. Shall I switch it to the telecom channel?
Sure. Listeners, stick around. We'll be answering your questions right here in the Ghost Lab after this short break in the signal.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If there was an emergency, would your family have enough water and non-perishable food to last 3 days? We asked families across the country. Here are some of their answers.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
In the pantry of canned tomatoes.
Sure, that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase are edible by humans.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Your table at the Black Cat Lounge is now ready on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time with your host, Reverend Tim. Get there before last call on the Para-X Radio Network. All paranormal, all the time.
Healthy, fresh, Art Mart.
This week, enjoy Art Smart products your family will eat up. One serving of Van Gogurt contains the live and active culture your kids need. Buy one, get higher test scores free. And nothing satisfies a child's craving for self-expression like Tchaikovsky's Nutcrackers, now with more music and dance in every bite. Try original flavor or new Sugar Plum Fairy. Feed your kids the arts. Visit AmericansForTheArts.org to learn how. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Ghost Lab. Now it's time to answer some questions from our listeners. Susan in North Carolina writes, "Do I need to be in a haunted location to perform this experiment?" Susan, Bocci works in an Italian lab with no recorded paranormal activity other than his shortwave communications. He claims that spirits can make contact at any time and at any place, given the proper equipment is there to receive them. That being said, I'm always curious to learn if place has a connection to EVP and ITC messages. I suggest conducting Bocci's test in a neutral environment as well as at one with suspected paranormal activity and comparing the results. Best of luck, Susan, and thanks for such a great question. Our next question comes from Charlie in Georgia. Charlie wants to know, do I need to use a shortwave with vacuum tubes, or can I use my emergency radio with a dynamo? Charlie, I've set up tonight's instructions to resemble Marcello Bacci's as closely as possible. That's certainly not to say that an experiment using a more modern radio is not recommended. Design your own tests based on the scientific method and the equipment you have. That is how advancements and breakthroughs in research are made. Keep thinking and keep trying. Thanks, Charlie. If you'd like to submit a question to the Ghost Lab, you can do so through our website at www.ghostlaboratory.com. Special thanks tonight go out to Mozilla. Check out the latest version of Firefox, a web browser that can change your internet life forever. Browse hundreds of fun and functional add-ons like blogging tools, social connectors, and search boosts at mozilla.org. Join me this summer at the Amazing Meeting, hosted by the James Randi Educational Foundation and held July 9th through 12th, 2009 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Register by May 1st and receive discounted admission. Find out more at randi.org. Are you looking for experimental background noise to use in your EVP research? Try a free sound generating program for your PC called EVP Maker. To download a copy or to learn more, visit stefanbion.de.
Support for me, Nick, the robotic laboratory assistant, is provided by AT&T Labs Incorporated. Support for Ghost Lab is provided by you, the listeners. Spread the word. Tell your friends to download a podcast of the show at ghostlaboratory.com. Better yet, listen to new episodes on alternating Sundays at para-x.com. Now, it's time to power up the generators. Thanks for joining us. We hope you return next time for another electrifying episode of Ghost Lab.